Okay, so we're just going to dedicate our learning. First, Shalom of Avam Chendel, and Brandon was Rachel Perel, Esther Tehil was Harry Sipora, so Shechoy Israel. Whenever you learn a piece of Eish Kodesh, it's very important to understand that you're not just learning a Dvar Torah, right? You're learning something that is being written and being learned at a time when it was the biggest destruction of the Jewish history. And yet there are people, there are malachim in this world who rose above their current situation. I was able to give the Chevra the ability to... He had to find a message in every Parsha. In some Parshas, there are several, and some of them, it's quiet. Parshas Maaseh, it's very, very connected to the heavily to what was going on in the Holocaust, but also very much connected to the 3 weeks and 9 days of Sea Talks a lot about Mashiach. Here we go. Pasuk says, the second Pasuk in our second Parsha, it's going to be a long one this Shabbos. We got to get that kid who leaned 2 weeks ago, yeah?
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, we got to get that kid to come, because I think it's like 2:44. I don't know. It's Lamatus Masses is known to be long. So let's get in the Merkazi, yeah.
Oh, wow. 14 minutes.
Ayichtov, yeah? Ayichtov Moshe is Motzayim, is the Maseim Api Hashem, Ve'ele Maseim the Motzayim. Moshe wrote down their travels or their beginnings to their travels according to the word of Hashem, and also, by the way, their travels to the Motzim. And he says, "Venoda dir pesivar kodesh beis Aaron." Who's the beis Aaron? He's singing every Friday night. He wrote the zemer of Kachsof. Chedor is v'sham alkibus, but Kachsof is written by the beis Aaron. The Kalina Rebbe, beis Aaron. If you look inside, well, this for sure doesn't have Kachsof. If you look in Nusach Sfarad, you'll see that it says written by the Rebbe of Kalin. So he's medayik in the Lashem. Shemetchila ksiv mikodim matzayim v'achakach mikodim matzayim. Look at the beginning of the Pasuk. First it says motzayim, yivachamashir tusev, if I'm translating the word motzayim correctly. Motzayim l'matzayim. Probably should have looked at the Pasuk before. I looked up the Gemara before. You know, it's not immigrant. I don't have to look at the Tanakh. Yeah. I'm still on Pinchas. Which is a chiddush, because I just finished Balak.
So what did you if you start with Rashi and at the end you realize there's not
enough
time to finish?
Yeah,
you skipped
on English
like midway.
Do what you can. People say it's actually both on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is gonna be a little bit of a parenthetical back to the Shulchan Aruch in a second. You have till Tuesday. Like Havdalah, Tuesday to do a Shulchan Aruch. I usually dig a little heter, and then the really said you have till Simchas Torah. So I try to go till some. I don't wait till Simchas Torah, but usually the Shabbos before I'm still catching on from the Shabbos before. But I hear you. I asked Shechter in the car once. I said, "What? The whole point of doing Shnayim Mikra is that you understand what you're reading. Unklos is harder than the Pesukim." If Shechter said the best is to Unklos, I said, "Rebbe, let's say I don't understand Unklos. Rashi is also good." So Shechter, you obviously, Rabbi Leibowitz once tweeted, he said that he never saw someone that it took him longer to bench. Longer to bench and read a Gemara. Can you imagine? When we bench, Bashalom. Shechter took longer to bench and to actually go to the next line of the piece.
When he came to Shabbat, he announced before benching, and he's like, "I don't understand why everyone always runs out. I'm
going to
bench for Nachas."
Yeah.
And he was the last one
in the launcher. Yeah, that's because there's no food over there, but okay. Okay, so it says over here, "Vayichtov Moshe es Motzeim, l'maseim api Hashem, el maseim Motzeim." Yeah, so Moses wrote their goings forth according to their journeys, and these journeys according to their goings forth. So why the change? Why the beginning of the pasuk Motzeim l'maseim, and the end of the pasuk Maseim l'Motzeim? Says the Rebbe. Kiz Gemara Sanhedrin, thank you. Sadech Hasim Abayz, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 98b, Omar Ula said the following, "Yesei Mashiach, lo achimena erano." He said, "Mashiach should come, and I don't want to see the pain of the Jewish people." Right? We know that Chazal tell us that before. I had to look up the Gemara. I had no idea what the Gemara was saying. Let Mashiach come, but after my death. So I don't want to see him, as long as I don't have to see the suffering before. Right? Chazal say that, but when Mashiach comes, it's like the baby being born. What's the biggest thing that happens before a baby being born? The mother's in the most pain. I believe Blair and I have been in the room in that room several times, on the side, not allowed to look. Davening, like, almost passed out once. Like, ice chips is for me too. It's Mar Dugazach. Mal Melch, it's very important. You put it under the mashper. Say it to Hillam. But before the baby's being born, that's the most pain. It's the most pain. That's what Mashiach. So Ula says a very striking thing. Mashiach should come, but I don't wanna be here. Because at the end of the day, says the Rebbe, Abhi Pasha, to whom Ne Shiraz, Gola Hatzar, Shetiyen, Bechavlo Shamashiach, Amar Kain. There's something called Chavla Shamashiach. Chavla Mechamashiach means the pain births as Mashiach. And in order to get to Mashiach, you have to go through the Holocaust. And you have to go through the things that we see going on in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. Says the Rebbe, Avinavin, Nahain, Nira, Megamar Lutz from the Gemara, Shiyeshan, Saras, Ra'o, Shiyoshir, Kosher, Slavim, Mehamavas, Rahman, Atzlan. He says that there are worse things than death. There are worse things than death. That a person would have to endure. Pain is worse than death. Kamosh Amakam Gemara. I actually looked this up Gemara also in Ksubas. In Malay, Nerdo, Yisurim, Nechanai, Mishal, Azariah, Halei Palchal, Atzalma. That if they would have, Nechanai, Mishal, Azariah, you guys famously know that they walked through the furnace, the fire. But if they would have went through pain, they themselves would have bowed down to the Tzalim. They would have bowed down to an idol. So at the end of the day, the Rebbe is being very practical here, saying going through pain is very hard. And sometimes death is the easiest way out. Ula himself said, "I don't want to go through this pain. I'd rather pass away." Pretty happy piece so far, yeah. I'm telling you, anytime you all learn a piece of Ish Kodesh, there's so much light that you have to be able to put yourself in the position of like, who is like what. Actually, I have a book at home now. It's like they put this, I forgot, maybe it's Rabbi Aronson. They put together like all the Torahs that the Rebbe said, and they give you like the history of what was going on in the war in the ghetto, so you can match up what was like the Torahs to what was actually was going on. In 1941, you know, your things aren't peachy. Kamakom, nevertheless, next paragraph. Zeh rak b'shesh yisrael nesei yisurim. This is only when a person has to go through them. Which is not the case from before or after the pain actually happens. Then a person can say, you know, bring it on. I don't want to die. Bring it on. Only once you're going through it, you're like, I can't do this. I can't do it. After you go through it, it's done. And not only is it done, a person gets this, right? A person that goes through, gets sick, a person has to go through a person, you know, it's going to call it a kapar, right? It should be a kapar. Person is sick and then it gets healed. They get. Not only do they get strengthened, but they get their avonus sin. They get their sins atoned for. David HaMelech shivcha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And not only that, but David HaMelech actually thanked Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to say in Halal on Friday. Yasor Yisrani Kavel Mamas Lodas Hanani. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the pain and not giving me to death. So then the Kodesh asks a very simple answer. It's a simple question. If you're going to tell me that at the end of the day Ula says he doesn't want to go through the pain, let me not see Mashiach, as long as I don't have to go through the pain, how can Ula say such a thing? It's before everything even happened. How can he say that at the end of the day he didn't want to have to go through it? If it's before, we just said before, in the middle of the pain, a person wants to die. But before or after, it's done. Or it didn't happen yet. So what's going on over here? The Lovin Neitzaris Atma Hushu Lois Isbos also Amar Kain. Rap Neitzaris Yisrael. Oh. Man, I did this piece of damage. It's unbelievable. So you think Ula's talking about his own personal pain? You think Ula's focused inward? He doesn't want to see the pain of the Jews. He doesn't want to see Klai Yisrael's pain. Shalom Yuchal Lisbo Yisrael Kokach Betzara. He doesn't want to have to see anyone else in pain. Bepat Ula Yosef Lo Hayochal Yos Betzara Yisrael. Ki Bamida Sha'ish Yosef Oyev Ez Atma Yosef Bechusa Eitzah Avos Yisrael. Because the more a person loves themselves, the less he loves Klai Yisrael. Kevin Shetame Doi Rak La'atma Mechinas Aniv Efes Od. When a person is only focused inward, they're not focused outward, then of course he can. He's a Baal Gaiva. We're going to say that Ula is a Baal Gaiva? No, when Ula says you don't want to handle, you'd rather Mashiach come and then not see the Tzaras. It's referring to not seeing the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael. How you think the Rebbe doesn't know the Mass is always in the 3 weeks? He's giving every single one of the Chevra there. He's giving us strength. He says, yes, you're going through your pain, but you know what the ultimate pain is? Seeing someone else in pain. I know when my daughter could barely walk on Shabbos and then Sunday morning she was fine. Your kid gets hurt, it's like you're like you could be you're like, I freeze. It's like your leg is, I don't know if you have ever had that experience with your own parents. Like, I don't know, some parents deal with pain like they're like, my kid is throwing up, like I can't handle it. Like I freeze. It's like, not that I'm a big tzaddik, because like I can't handle it. Like my wife, she's the one on the airplane with the bag. Like I'm on the side. I got the downloaded Sophia the First. You know, I'm good to go. But now they'll throw up. And my other daughter, she hears the Chevy crowd throw up. Make stop, close the door. She can't bear to hear her sister throw up. Meanwhile, she doesn't want to throw up. But the panemius of her not wanting to hear that is because she can't bear to hear her sister throw up. Yeah? When midish mezatos atal yosud, more a person than themselves, right? You see the underline? I got very excited about this line. If you didn't see, whenever my underlines are bad, you know I got excited. When a person nullifying themselves more, then you're able to focus on others more. About taiva, a person who only thinks about themselves, ulamales tavosav, is a person only thinking about when his meal is going to be, when his gulam, when his duggies, when is his next meal. Ina yacholav beemes esusral, not able to love other people in the correct way, in the real way. Lehevach b'midah shmevata ish esas betavosav atzmiyosav, oiv who is Israel. The more a person is able to lessen his gashmius, lessen his desire for gashmius, then he's able to be able to focus on his love for other Jews. Happens to be parenthetical note, and I'm married to Baruch Hashem Yanhar to a social worker. We have to talk about this all the time. Who are the people in your lives that in high school, maybe before high school, maybe even now, the people that give you a hard time, people that sometimes put other people down, maybe in your bunk. Usually people that put other people down are people that feel bad about themselves. They put other people down so they themselves feel better. The Sadhana says, and this is a vort, just come tonight just for this vort, to love your friend like yourself. Who do you have to first love? Yourself. Love your friend like yourself. Before, not in an arrogant way. Not in an arrogant way. But in a healthy way. Because when a person has a healthy self-respect, he's not looking at another guy in Shalavim and see how long is their Shemona story. Not looking at this guy in a Tiv and see, oh, he's wearing tan pants or he's wearing dark pants now, so I gotta go wear dark pants. Shtos. 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 If this goes on while you're Torah, shtos. Focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Sorry, that was a rant. But at the end of the day, the Rebbe is saying very clearly, Ula is not coming to think. And he says that I don't want to see the pain of Christ or the pain of Jews. Sorry, I don't want to see the pain of Lama Sheikha. He's not talking about his own pain. He's coming, he doesn't want to see the Jewish pain. He can't bear to see the Jewish pain. Can you imagine? This is what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is probably telling every single person there. What's he telling? What's he saying? He's saying, I think, I mean, maybe he's gonna get to it. But at the end of the day, I think the Rebbe is saying very clearly, If you want to get through this, if you want to get through this war, if you want to get through anything in your own life, and you're going through pain, it's much easier to focus on someone else, and that'll help you focus and get through your own pain. Right? They say that in the opposite, hurt people, the people that get sexually abused, Rahman al-Tzlan, the people that actually abuse others. But maybe we could say the people that are focused on others, even when they were hurt themselves, when you're going through the pain themselves, that can bring you to another level. Page 2. Oh, Rafshir, can you not be not? I'm not sure if we'll have time to do the whole piece. Maybe we'll do it in two sections. We'll see. We'll see how much ranting I get up to. Oh, no, wait, on the bottom still. Not a push, I jumped the gun. You know that Ula was a big tzaddik. Not only a tzaddik, a tzaddik gomor. The Hoya Batuach. Not only that, Ula was able to, on his level, was able to kiss his sister and not have any improper thoughts. Basically, he's just telling you, don't think that Ula was some Managim Alafim kid. You know, no, he was a very high level, so much so that he was able to, you know, halachically, it's not so pasha. When I came out of Shemalaf and I stopped hugging my sister, everyone on their own derech, because they're very big rabbis in our camp. Actually, they hold not so pasha to touch one sister. Not pasha. If you're getting in trouble with your parents, that's a different story. Keep it out there. But Ula was on a very high level. He was able even to kiss without. Yeah, basically, the rabbi is saying, don't think Ula Ula was playing games. Ula's avisa was tremendous. And then he goes page 2. Od Efshar. Kinavin, right? How many years ago is this? This is 81 years ago. And you can say that mamish applies to nowadays as much, just as much as it applied then. Kinavin na gamma tzaveinu, according to our situation, akatan indin chadash Mashiach. The Rebbe knows very clearly that what's going through in the Holocaust, we're going through the birth of Mashiach. Things are not easy right now, and there's a reason for that. Kavim Mashiach. Pashat, who the Marek is a bonus kodim as gal, azoy shavim Mashiach. He said it's simple. The Marek means to sweeten. It's here to sweeten and to atone for our sins before the coming of the Messiah. The lama tzarach dor hazesh Mashiach lisbol gam ba'ad havonos shadol sha'avru. He says, why do we have to go through such hardships that we have to even go through the sins of the past? He's basically saying, like, you know, I know Jewish history pretty well. Like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to the Jewish history. Worse than the pogroms, and worse than Khmelnytsky before the Bashkom Tovim, there were massacres of Jews in Poland. Why over here? What's going on? So if you want, if you just had a class about the first page, first thing you have the Rebbe saying, Ula says, he couldn't go watch the pain. He'd rather die. And the Rebbe says he's not talking about his own personal pain. He can't bear to watch his brother and sister's pain. Not his own pain, he's able to get there. But to watch brothers and sisters, I don't know, you guys go out on the trip, Mars of Living, you went to the Poland, and you went to that field where those kids' toys are, with those ribbons.
Yeah.
That's where there's two places where I lost it. That was one of the places I completely lost it. They said that they would put the field, it was just for kids. Kids were brought there.
Yeah.
They put the kids in like bags, and they would, in front of their parents, the Nazis would beat them dead. And that's where the forgot the name of the place, but there's certain places where it just shakes you up. So why is it we have to go through the worst atrocity for all Jewish history? Till the Ibanim. After the Chet Rishon, Odo Chodesh Baruch Hu said to Chava, she's going to have birth pains. Lo rak min nikoma hayo. Not because of revenge, or only revenge. Ach noide haloma shebara ha'dala ma'jigas ma'ayos b'hem b'gol miktana. So again, I don't want to get through the Kabbalah here, but they're basically, one, because I don't know it, too, because it's not for me, it's not there. Different levels of this world and the next world, Chodesh Baruch Hu created. Bigger and lower. Shibar Hashem Adi Ishtalshus told us. Hashem created their chains and their offspring. Shall Ilo V'Alo, again, the Kabbalistic terms not for us. Nikonim Achid, before the sin of Adam Rishon, Aikulim B'Tayim LaHashem, everything was nullified towards Hashem. Kama Tzomas Shaisa Kol Echel Atzmo, V'Haisa B'Yishus Atzmo. There was Yishus Atzmo. There was nothing of itself. Everything belonged to Hashem. Kain He Ha Shigam Ba'Olam Atzilus, I don't get there. Let's skip. Basically, in these worlds, you know what Olam Atzilus is? Atzilus is like Shmon Esther, right? When you dive and you go through, help me with the words, a ladder. So you go for the word Bria. It's here, Asiya, and Atzilus. Atzilus is the highest level. It's like the Yichurim between you and Hashem.
Asiya is where we live in.
Asiya is where we're here.
Bria.
That's how we start the avenue with. Whatever. Between me and you, I'm out there to be able to start explaining that. But we're just going to, we'll try to read the words. Come up. I'm not going to skip. We'll do the words and we'll see how much we can get. We'll go to 9. Should we go till 10? Is that okay? 12 minutes, is that okay? Everyone's like, it's very easy for me to speak, but to listen at the end of the day, not space out or see if the Yankees are one. They probably did because Diaz is amazing. What's up, White Tower? It's not going on. Maybe it is. I gave the girls a share last week and I was giving them Montreal Hill mushrooms. I said, this is probably the first time there's to be one Montreal mentioned on a White Tower share. And then I put it on. Same hits a guy. I used to look, I don't look anymore. I don't know. Who knows? We go, Malcolm. Nevertheless, what's the point of a person? The point of a person to nullify their Rav Shemar is very into this bittul. The person feels that they're nullifying their Chodesh Baruch Hu, I'm nothing, I'm nobody, we're nothing without you. Me and you are one. Realize that everything you have is him. Nothing to do with you. Brings down. Mashiach's going to come, and we're going to realize, the whole world's going to realize that everything's from Hashem. When a person nullifies himself, to even realize, and nowadays, I'm mevata myself to you, that I have to do wake up, or I have to clear the canteen, or to do Shabbos mincha, whatever's hard in your life, and you say to Hashem, Hashem, please tell me, I can't do this without you. Right? Rabbi Goldberg always says a great line, let go, let God. Let go. Stop trying to think you control your life. Let God. You can live. You're going to live a much, much more happy life. Let go. Let God. Not saying you don't study for the test. Not saying you don't look before you change lanes, not to look in your window. Don't drink before you drive. But to realize that you don't control your lives. And when you do that, you're going to live a much more healthy and a much more spiritual life. So that was all before the chay. What happened after the sin of Adam and Chava? This gashim ha'olam, the world became more physical. Everyone thought that they themselves were in the world. And very hard for a person to realize that there's their own light and their own purpose is from themselves, and they realize it comes from Hashem. Basically, at the end of the day, everything realized before the chayit that everything was from Hashem. Once they sinned, what happened? Not Adam and Chav got naked, but the whole world became a different world. Everyone thought that it was them, it was you. Hagron shezorim, things that grew. Kon mishizgal aido yibiriyah chadasha. Eitz anafim oilim beperos. Trees gave fruit, and right, we know the Gemara tells Chazal say that the branches of the tree and the fruit tasted the same. Shekol eil lo hayu lo nirmbo. Gol min kamas, min kamas, alofim meribos palmim. Kon mishizgal aido yibiriyah chadasha. Sorech Yishuch Hagron is Sparta Mikodem. Chmuchach we call Hagron Yikari Be'adomo. Chbuchina Misav Gini Gamin and Shalabetzim Tuol Yibonim. We need Misav Atzara Misav Lekorchas Eilam Shkodem Shanolim Mimana Beri Chadasha Shichas Korcha Atzim Mimana Yisbata. And I'm going very quickly, but basically I think what he's saying here, that then what happened, not only did things change, but death was brought into the world. What's death? Before a plant is able to be able to grow, what happens to that tree? It has to die. He has to go through that bittul. He has to go through that darkness. Once you go through that darkness, then you're able to bring off ore. So I'll be honest with you, the first part of tonight, we're able to like connect to a little bit. The second half, I don't know about you, like so far it's just bittul. Before the chait, everyone saw Hashem clearly. After the chait, things got a little mixed, the choshech and ore, and the ore is choshech, things got a little mixed up. Now he says the medrash. In Parshas Tezriah, Yosheves al Mashper. There was a woman who was sitting on the birthing bed. She Sami Tzadi Tes Pios the Misa of Echas Lachaim. V'Oz Aydei Bito Hayesh Chalak Imeno Mucher Shivro Yisbarach Tolot Acharash Imeno. I don't know exactly what the word Pios means, but it sounds like it's like 99% of death to her death. But she had 1% left of life, right? If you ever look at one of those shows, like, when the line's going goes flat, what does that mean? Person's dead. But that little bit line, that little bit of a pulse, what happens? Says the Medrash that you're able to build a new person up from that. Says according to the Rebbe, according to what was going on, he hit his life. Hagula, he is galas alokas, he is galas and order of his kedosh b'sbarch. The whole point of the redemption is to see Hakadosh Baruch Hu's full light. But as galas, yeah, Adai Yisrael, it's got to be through the Jews. It's got to be through 1939 to 1945. But only once you go through the 39-45, you're able to go through a 48. Ooh, Zionist, Strugi. Then you're able to have a 67 and a 73, and then you're able to have an Eretz Yisrael. But it's got to be through the Jewish. Look at Eretz Yisrael before the Jews got there. What was happening? It was a desert. Arabs would try to be able to. There was nothing there. Nothing. Everything about redemption is in our hands. Like Vayichlu. Gemara says Vayichlu. Why do you say Vayichlu after a lane with someone if you miss their damage from Esrei? Because you're a partner in creation. The Gemara says it. When you say Vayichlu on Friday night, you become a partner in creation. It's the same thing here. When you realize that you do a kind deed, and you're learning Torah at night when you can be at the canteen, and yet, you come after here after a long night of the Hulk or whatever that was. At the end of the day, whatever, you're off. You know? Okay. What? Yeah, sorry. At the end of the day, it's totally in your hands. You come to learn. You put your mamish. You bring the gula closer. Lachen kidesh yiskul yisal yishkal or kol chachayodim sweekenes batlos kochel mehem chelam chamashiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu was for Mashiach, but before the light, what does he have to do? He's trying to bring us back to pre kodem achet. He wants to bring us back to that bittel, back to where that nullification where the whole world saw Hashem. The ultimate, basically, you go down the Merkaziah steps. It's very scary. So you take out your phone, right? You go through that darkness in order to get to that full light, in order to get to the dining room Friday night, holding on tight, 67 or 71, according to DJ Dove, Digital Dove. How many steps? You know, I thought that was one of the questions last night. You know, no one was there. You counted it? He was right. Nevertheless, I don't know how you knew that. Did he count it? At the end of the day, if you want to have the ultimate oil, you have to go through that kosher. So basically, I think what the Ish Kosh is saying is that sometimes we just want to get to the channel, just want to get to the end without going through the store. Realize that the whole point of getting to the end is not about just like getting to the end. It's about going through the process. Joy Roosevelt actually had a great line. I put it on my status before. Before, the goal is to live a life without being bothered. After, the goal is to live a life of not being bothered with being bothered. It's very deep. Let me read it again. Before, the goal is to live a life without being bothered. No one's for anything. Before going out to school or bedtime, you just want to get it over with. But then after you do it, you're like, the goal is to live a life of not being bothered with being bothered. Now, tonight was 6:20. I was looking for my keys. Keys weren't there. My kid was playing with my keys. Looking everywhere. I went to Jeremy Joseph's bunk because he went up there during bedtime. He went to the office because he wanted another Olympic chain. I said, Mosh, give me the iPad. Where are my car keys? The guys are waiting to Dan Marv. I heard you guys Dan Marv beautiful, so you don't need me anyways. And I got a Dan Marv with a schmaff. It was valid. Oh, shit. But I was really bugging out. In the past, I got a little very anxious. He put it on the side. He put it on one of my sarm. He was able to be okay. Being okay with not being okay. Not saying I didn't get angry, but I was definitely not the happiest person. But to realize that when you're going through that hard time in life, it's all for there's a purpose. Kolomer, should we finish it up? Go till 10:03. Kolomer, Hashem Yisbarach Omer. If anyone has to go, don't feel bad. As long as one person just stays, or don't stay, whatever it is. Kolomer, Ani Ashbi Velo Alid. I'm broken and I can't give birth. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Shu Yisbarach Hamashbi Vamoli Aydei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the mashbir and the moli. Kadosh Baruch Hu is to be able to create, but only through our hands. That's why we're here. We're here to be able to bring Kavod Shemayim. We're here to help Hashem bring the baby forth. To bring Mashiach. V'chein Yisrael soivu mechavli leidas koichas mehem izbatlan. V'zayim olidim es orish Mashiach. We're the ones that go through the pain, but we're the ones going to be able to bring Mashiach. V'chemo b'yoshevas al mashbir, b'keiz yosh yarkasha. We know that the Rebbe is saying when someone's in that birthing room, and it's the most pain, the greater the pain, the greater the scream of the mother, then you know the or is about to come. When you see a Jew in pain, you know the or is right about to come. Vina told me on Friday, now Shabbos, Vina said, we know nothing. I know nothing now. Said, I lived that life. Vina went to Yukonovic. He said, you know what I know? I mean, I know nothing. So I said, Rabbi, I'm so sorry, I know. He said, you know, you don't know. You don't know anything. You know, Bina lost his son this year. Bina, Hanan's older brother, Shana Rabba, was his Levi. The Nitzi girl's Chinuch is his daughter. I don't know if you guys saw her. Bina was mamish. He says, he told me that he said that he never understood why his parents never spoke about the Holocaust until he lost his son. And he said that we can never know the pain. Why this and why that. He says that Ravino said there's a much bigger picture going on here. You could feel his emunah was palpable. I was talking to him right, literally outside the BMP, right by the steps, you know, over there. When a person goes through that pain, it's only because there's a much bigger much bigger show going on. Now he focuses back on Ula. Ula Shahid Sarah Gomor. Tosa says he was Sarah Gomor. I'm a fish and Ramazan. Yes, bring it, but I don't want to be here. Lo Shnei Dvarim Nifradim Hem Yesil Atzmo. Lo Echimen El Atzmo. It's not two different things that he can handle it and let him die. Like Shneim Dabarecha. Really, it's both really one. Yesil Ayod HaKolkach Chelek Shemashiach Ukei B'chava Godol Ad Shelo Echimen HaShivtar V'Yistalik. He was saying that let Mashiach come, but I don't want to be here. What does it mean, I don't want to be here? That me not being here, not physically, but his bittul to Hashem, that he doesn't need to see it. Right, he doesn't need to see it. He wants to say that my ultimate ability to go through the pain, and be able to go through the sorrow, but I'll be removed in order just to have Mashiach. They're not two separate things, right? Look back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, let Mashiach come, but I don't have to go through the pain. He's saying, at the end of the day, right, Yishkor is saying, he's not saying that I shouldn't have to go through the pain. Let the pain happen. But on a deeper level, I don't have to, me not being there or me going through the pain, not talking about the, right, the first idea was talking about Ula not seeing the Jewish pain. He's saying, I'll go through it and I don't even have to bring Mashiach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, you're about to yourself? I tend to be the biggest door. People in great fear and great trepidation. Can you imagine what the Rebbe is saying here? And a person dies from one of these things. What happens? The 20 Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto, and one Jew gets shot. What happens? Those 19 other Jews now, what happens to them? They get that ore from that one Jew that they were with. So what? How do we start off? How do we start off tonight? He said, "Why is the Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning?" He says, "Motzeim Maseim, and not Maseim Motzeim." That the entrances before the travels, and the travels to the entrances. I'll see how he connects it all. This is very Ish Kodesh, by the way. I'll give you the question, give you like three or four different Gemaras, and then he'll mention the pasuk at the end of the piece. Here's the Moshe Maseim Maseim. Rashi says, "Shema Medrash." It's like when a person has a son who's sick, goes to a certain town to bring his refuah on their way back. The father says, "Oh, you remember this place? Remember here? Remember there? Here we slept. Here we ate. Here your head hurt. It was all there for the ore. It was all there for the refuah." It's on the way back. Why are you recounting it? Because it says, "Father, on the way back, bringing the kid. Here you got a refuah. Here you felt better." Keep Malchus peh. Right? Back in the pasuk. Al pi Hashem peh. Peh is Malchus. The mouth is Malchus. Moshe Katzav Pesach Aliyov. Masos Akarnas about pi Hashem lohotzi is Malchus Shemaim. Rag zeh chilev eichtov Moshe. B'shar shekatzav achri ha-masos v'atzor tzkvar rav ma'atzeh ma'atzeh al pi Hashem. Shu lohotzi is pi Hashem. Ayin ha-masos. Basically, what's he saying here? He's saying brilliantly. When a person's going through the struggle, just like I can't do this anymore. Moshe wrote down the beginning, all the hardships, the Baraglim, Korach, Pinchas, all the things that happened in the Midbar. Amalek, everything happened. But that was for the reason. There was a reason that we had to go through. We had to go through 40 years in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, in order to get to Mashiach. We had to go through the 3 weeks in order to get to Shabbos Nachman. You had to go through a Tisha B'Av to get to that Or. It's all connected to get Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If you think that Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are connected, then you don't know the Jewish calendar. This isn't just like, I don't know, I grew up like, let's just get Tisha B'Av over with so I can get back to my normal life. Tisha B'Av is very connected to Elul. It's an introduction to Elul, which is an introduction to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shavuot, Hanukkah. It's all connected. So look, what's he saying over here? Moshe. What did Moshe write? Motza'ei l'maseim. He said it's not just about the end. It's about the process. Sixers. Joel Embiid. Anyone? No? Trust the process. James Harden. I'll take whatever's left. Next thing you know, the day get the guy... What does he get? What does he get? $38 million. I'll tell you whatever he's getting. What are you getting? You're getting peanuts at the canteen? $38 million. For what? For putting up 20 points and 25 shots? Come on. Yeah? No? Come on. The Sixers are much better without him. They're better without him this year. They're better. I mean, just look at the stats. With him, without him, and then with him. He didn't need Simmons. They were doing fine without him. Embiid needs the ball. I'm an Knicks fan. I don't want them to win. You're much better with it. But we're getting very off topic here. So what is he saying over here? He's saying when you're in the middle of it, of course you go. But Moshe wrote. What did he write down? Look back at the puzzle. But Yichtav Moshe et Motzael Maaseim. He's saying at the end of the day, look at the Maaseim is the destiny. It's the goal. But as you get there, the point of going through the struggle is the ability to bring a Mashiach. And stop wanting or running away from the trouble. But as Rabbi Joey said, the goal is to live a life of not being bothered with being bothered. But realizing when you're going through those hard times in your life, Nachman, you hear of a tragedy, you realize that that's only building up to the aura of Mashiach. That's only bringing up the Mashiach closer. Oh, here is the Yichta Moshe Matzeim. He quotes the Zohar here. Yes, Vashtusa, the Moshe Rabbeinu, who behold Dor V'Dor. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu in every single generation. Moshe Rabbeinu lives within every single generation. Lost the Yamiya Mashiach Kanoida. Remember the Pasuk says Koheles 1:9, Mashaya Hushiya. What was will be. I have a sefer at home. What was will be. He says Rosh Tevos. This Pasuk, Mashaya Hushiya. What was will be. Rosh Tevos Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught us what it means to be Mashiach, to be okay with not being okay, but to realizing to being okay, finding the or within the Choshech, finding the light within the 9 days, finding the light within the 3 weeks, finding the light with the darkness of your life. Specifically in every generation and the generation before Mashiach, lo tiena tzaras v'atzos mikodem la'atzmo, like take off a miyad yizgal shehem atzos pi Hashem yizgal yizgal shmei rava and Yeshua Yisrael. What's going to happen? A pi Hashem ma'aseh ma'aseh. Chodesh Baruch is going to be the one and say, you know what, I saw what you did. I saw that you saw the light in the struggle, you saw the hardships in the struggle. Because he said, you got through this. You held on tight after seeing 6 million, after seeing terrorist attacks, after seeing terrible things to the Jewish people, after seeing COVID, after having questions, and seeing all these school shootings, and soldiers dying in Eretz Yisrael, and every other day there's something happening, whether it be the SAR family, or the Haas camper, or Henderson last week. Crazy. But to realize there's a much bigger picture happening. Okay, just to review for one more minute. Review. He started off saying, why from the Beis Han and the Karlin? What Zemmer did he write? What Zemmer? Kachsoif, very good. He writes, why does the Pasuk say, Motzayim Maaseim, and then shift from Maaseim Maaseim? To the first page he writes, Gemara says in Ula, Ula says, I can't, well, Mashiach has to come at that, I don't want to see the pains. And he said the whole Indian of Ula, he's not focused on his own pain, he doesn't want to see the pain of other Jews. Then we got into the Indian, a little bit more Kabbalistic Indian, of Bittul. And before the Chet, everything was nullified to Hashem. After nothing, everyone thought that they run the show. But when we nullify yourself, then you're mevat yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going kodem achid. So that's the whole point of what Ula was trying to do. Ula was trying to tell us that even in the struggle, even in the hardships, not two separate things. It's one separate thing. That you define HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't want to be there, meaning he's ready to give himself over to Hashem in order for Mashiach to come. He says that's the whole Indian. When Rashi says, when the father is bringing the son back, and here you got, what's the whole point? Here we went here, here we went there. What's the whole point? Because this here you got healed, and here you felt, here you went here, and here you went there. It's to tell you, Dafka, when you went through the pain, and you feel it, but you feel the aura within the Choshech. That's the whole Indian Moshe is trying to teach us, and that's the whole Indian Moshe is trying to tell what Mashiach is going to be. The Mashiach, revealed within Mashiach, is the Choshech. And the Anjou of the Neymarim says, from Avram Yisrael Kohen Kuk's main Talmud, Meimarim. He says, look at the word Gullus. Gullus is the same word as Geula. You can't have Geula without Gullus. You can't have light without having Choshech. Just having light in the room. You know, who was the last person that looked at the light? I don't know if you guys remember at the beginning of the summer. Line here was very bad. We got new lights in here. Or was that last summer? I think it was this summer. This summer, yeah? Last summer. Line here. You can only appreciate the light once you go through the Choshech. Once you go through the hardships and the struggle. Once you go through that 4 years of the Astros, you guys are too young to remember, but the Astros were in the bottom cellar of the MLB. And they were known to tank, sell everyone. The Marlins did this in 97, 2003. sell everyone, give everyone away, get to the bottom of the league and build yourself back up. But for us, we have to realize, we go through the hardships and the struggles, we go through the 9 days. That doesn't just mean the physical 9 days, it means the hardships of your life. It's only to be able to make you stronger, and there's a much bigger process going on. It's very easy to be able to learn it. Now we should be zochet to daven it, to live it, and to realize when we're going through hard times or struggles in our life, to realize it's a much bigger picture happening, and going through our struggle and staying strong with our emunah in Hashem, that's giving tremendous org. And as the Rebbe said, Shebanu Mizmanesh Meher V'Yameinu. What does that mean? Meher V'Yameinu, speed to learn in our days. V'Yameinu, you're never going to finish Shemona Esrei the same way now. Meher V'Yameinu doesn't mean just in our days. What does the Beis do at the beginning of the word? In or with. With our days. With my kochos. With my davening. Meher V'Yameinu, with my emunah. The rope was ikvas of the Mashiach, right? Right before Mashiach, the rope, the Rishon said, it's going to be shaking. But to hold on tight, and to realize when the rope is shaking, there's big things happening. Shri Zoch Bez Hashem. Chaim to the Rebbe, Chaim to everyone here. Shkach.